WGPR Hot 107.5, playing the most hip-hop and R&B for the D. We are 11 days into the month of February, which is the celebration of Black History Month. And today, we're going to recognize a person that's been a leader in the community, and he's been doing so much for businesses and Black businesses, nonprofits, and also for-profit businesses here in Detroit. We're talking to the CEO of Black Leaders Detroit, DeJuan Dandridge. Brother, want to welcome you to the Afternoon Express.
What up, Doe? And thank you for having me. Appreciate it being here.
Now, with it being in Black History Month, and we were just talking before we started the interview, you guys got a special. So we talk about it now, you want it to wait. I think you just drop it now.
We can dive in. So, okay. You know, what we do is we provide capital to entrepreneurs of African descent at Black Leaders Detroit. And what that looks like during the month of February for Black History Month, we're giving away $100,000. So we identify through our members different nonprofits that's doing amazing work out here in the community, and we surprise them with $5,000 grants every day, every business day of the week. That's what we've been up to.
Wow, and that is for nonprofits and for-profit communities. Give us a little background on DeJuan Dandridge. I mean, just a little history for those who don't know your impact and what you've been doing for the city of Detroit.
Lifelong Detroiter, born and raised in Detroit, raised my family in Detroit. And I'm also an entrepreneur at heart. I cut my teeth in construction. I was a skilled tradesperson that, you know, learned how to be a carpenter from a third generation carpenter. Thought I was learning how to run a business. But what I learned was running a business was different from learning how to swing a hammer. And when it was time for me to scale my business, I found all kind of problems for accessing capital. So what we wanted to do at Black Leaders Detroit was remove the barriers and create a pot that was for us, but also controlled by us.
Now, in your mission statement that I had a chance to check out, give us our listeners a little background on the mission and the story of BLD.
Yeah, so straight up and down, what we do is we provide access to capital for entrepreneurs of African descent. Those that are doing work in the city of Detroit, we want to be a resource. And what that looks like, again, is we provide grants and no interest loans. And I didn't say low, I said no interest loans. And so far, we've deployed over $6 million to right around 900 entrepreneurs that are operating in the city of Detroit.
Wow. So the company's been in business since 2019. You guys have really had an impact on the Black Leaders Detroit. What are some of the businesses that have really been a success story for your company and what they've done as far as the investment?
So right now, we launched a new product. Our no interest loans before last year, it capped at $25,000. And we've funded everything that you could imagine, from barbershops, beauty salons, stores, grocery stores. But we launched a new product last year that we're very excited about, and we call that the Building Fund. And what that is, it's a $150,000 no-interest loan for people doing real estate investment. So developers and investors doing single family up to four units in the city of Detroit. And last year we deployed $1.8 million to 15 entrepreneurs in that space. As we, you know, are fully aware that so much investments happen downtown, midtown, Corktown. As a Detroiter, I'm excited about that. But we also know that we need investment in the neighborhoods.
Yes, sir.
And as opposed to us crying and saying, hey, y'all, just investing in there. Like, we ain't forget about ourselves, though. We can do it ourselves.
Right.
The way that some of our funding comes, we do a decent amount in philanthropy and corporation making donations, but we ask everyday people like your listeners to donate $1 a week. Our goal is to get to 1 million people making that dollar a week commitment, so we'll have a pot of money that's controlled by us, and we won't worry about if somebody else coming to save the day, because we are here. If we say we built the country, we can at least build a pot of money for ourselves, right?
We're talking to DeJuan Dandridge, the CEO of BLD's program and their initiatives. And before we get into more about what your company does and how these people can apply for these grants and no repay interest loans, right?
Repay it. You just don't pay it with any interest.
Right, but it's no interest. Yes. And that's a big thing. So, I mean, does it matter what kind of business I have? Is there a curriculum or outline, like we only fund these businesses? Or we got a lot of folks out there, you got all these eateries coming up, we got so many people that are actually starting businesses. What's the curriculum of what you look at far as funding?
So pretty much everything under the sun, right? We stay away from the cannabis sector right now, and we don't do anything like that's exclusively a bar, right? But anything else, we're open. Our doors are open to you. The starting point is you are operating in the city of Detroit. you are an entrepreneur of African descent, and you've been in business for at least a year. That's pretty much the starting point for us.
What about existing businesses that have been maybe over a year?
Yes. So we want you to have been in business for at least a year.
Okay.
So nothing that's like starting up and you just getting ready to open your doors, or you opened your doors up last month. We want to know that you have been in business for at least a year, so you're fully invested yourself.
Right. You're invested in your business. What are some of the programs and initiatives that you want to speak about to some of the businesses may not know of BLD and their impact in the community?
So one of the things I definitely want to make people aware of is some events that we have coming up.
Okay.
So for the last 5 years, we've done something we call Ride for Equity. Now it's going to be renamed Ride for Unity. And basically, we will never stop believing in equity, but we believe that it takes all of us that believe in fairness to help us accomplish it, right?
Right.
So that Ride for Unity, which had been a ride from Detroit to Mackinac, leading up to the Mackinac Policy Conference for 4 years. And then last year, we actually rode from Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Wall Street in New York. This year, we're bringing it home. So all of the riding and all of the activations will be in the city of Detroit. You can go to rideforunity.org, or you can find a link on our website at blackleavesdetroit.org to sign up to participate. If you are not somebody that likes to ride long distances, don't worry. We have some things for you to do as well.
Right.
We got Slow Road that's going to be doing an activation partnering with us, as well as We Run 313. So if you're a runner instead of a rider, we still want you to come out. So check us out. We need everybody to come out, pull up for this.
Now, if I'm a business and I'm just getting started, what are the main functional things I need to have to get started? You know, everybody says, well, I'm going to get my LLC and then I'm off. But there's other things that they have to do to register that business. What are some of the key factors?
Yeah, so if you're talking about coming to us, we need you to understand your financials, right? So we need you to have talked to an accountant, have a bookkeeper. Your records need to be clean. We need you to be somebody that files your taxes, right? Sometimes we tend to be scared of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's not the system keeping us out. Sometimes we're keeping ourselves out from not having our paperwork intact.
Right, because in order to have a successful business, it takes a business plan.
That's it. That's it. There's a difference from having a hustle and running a business.
Or, you know, everybody's saying, well, I'm going to start my own business. But you got to, where can they go get the information? Can they come to you for you to give them, what needs to be done to make your company successful and to be involved with BLD?
So for us, so in our industry, that's called technical assistance.
Uh-huh.
And we have partners that do that. We're the pot of money. We don't get off into a space that's not our niche, but I think of Michigan Black Business Alliance.
Right.
That's what they're about. Prosper Us. Those are some organizations that you can go to, and they'll help you make sure that you have all the boxes checked when it comes to being prepared to come and see someone like us.
Right.
In addition to that, if you're not even looking for funding, but you're looking to sharpen your skills, you want to look up those organizations, as well as Operations School, run by a dynamic sister from the east side of Detroit, Rachel Allen.
Well, let's talk
Rachel
about
Thompson.
some of those team players that you have that you might want to shout out now and for their commitment with the company BLD.
Yeah, so again, Michigan Black Business Alliance, Prosper Us, Operations School, those are some of the people that are out there ready to help you take your hustle and turn it into an organization,
legitimate
business. That's it. That's
it. A profitable
business. Yes.
Now, where can our black entrepreneurs who have been in business, we'll make sure your commitment is strong, like you said, at least a year, and you're still a startup or you're an existing company, the minimum requirement is a year in business. How can they contact you and get all this information?
So you want to go to blackleadersdetroit.org, and we have links to all of our resources right there in front of you. The most important one is you becoming a member, one of those people that are signed up to donate that dollar a week. If we don't believe in ourselves enough to make a dollar a week commitment, we don't need a pot of money for us.
What's the investment right now from the people of Detroit? How many? You said 900 or more?
So we have 900 entrepreneurs that we've supported. And when I say we, I'm counting our members in that.
Right.
But right now, I think we are somewhere around $600,000 that we've collected from people making those dollar a week commitments.
And this is free money.
That's it.
For nonprofits.
Yeah. For nonprofits, it's grants.
No interest loans.
That's it.
Now, how can they contact you? Besides, is there a phone number where they can go besides the website?
Yep. So 313-550-4343.
Okay. And again, let's talk about what you're doing for this is all great because a lot of folks have dreams like, well, I'm tired of working for somebody else. I don't work for myself. But yeah. There are steps in, to do that to make sure that you don't lose that business and that business can grow and be successful.
100%.
And with you guys coming in today, this is a major impact here for the people of Detroit, the black entrepreneurs and nonprofits and those for-profits to get this information that they may not have known of you and the company. And you're providing a big thing incentive of just for Black History Month. And we spoke about that at the beginning. Can you just reiterate that again?
Yes, sir. For Black History Month, and some of you may already know, I'm sure many of you know, that this is the 100th anniversary of Black History
Month.
Yes,
it is.
And to celebrate that, we are acknowledging those that are making tomorrow's history today by donating $100,000 during the month of February to 20 very deserving Black-led nonprofits.
I like the way you said that because we, hopefully our young folks know, but we know growing up about the history of the black community and the struggles we came to. But we have so many people like Mary Sheffield and a lot of folks that are doing
That's what you guys are doing right here
that are actually making black history happen today.
That's right.
So again, what is the special for Black History Month and how can they register for that?
So for Black History Month, we already have identified those that are going to be recipients for that funding.
Okay.
But you want to follow us on all social media platforms because we make all of our announcements there. When we have funding initiatives coming up and opportunities, you want to follow us at BL Detroit or Black Leaders Detroit on all social media platforms.
You know what? You've been doing so much for the community and it's been a success with the investments into black businesses and nonprofits. What's on the horizon for BLD?
I like that question. So, with our building fund, what I am extremely excited about, I'm reluctant to announce it, but we have something coming up for young folks that are aspiring developers. I'll just kind of drop that Easter egg right here, here with you all. But we have something really special coming up for young people that want to become developers and get into that space.
That is just great, man. We're talking to Duane Dandridge from the Black. He's the CEO of Black Leaders Detroit. And again, thank you for coming in today. If I don't own a business, can I still invest into the company?
You definitely can.
A minimum of a dollar?
$1 a week, $4 a month, $52 a year, whichever version of that makes most sense for you.
I already got 50 cents in my pocket. I just got to get another 50 cents.
That's it. I'll sit here when you go to commercial, see if somebody will let you hold 50 cents before I walk out the
door. I got it in my car seat outside.
Boom.
I want to thank you, Duane, for coming in. And what your company, Black Leaders Detroit, is doing. He is the CEO. Like you said, you started off swinging a hammer, and now you're swinging the information and the dollars and investing and making a commitment to the startups and nonprofits here in Detroit. And, man, for Black History Month, I want to salute you and your company.
To God be the glory, brother.
Duane Dandridge, CEO of Black Leaders Detroit. Go to those social sites. Again, nonprofits, you got to be at least in 1 year in with your business. We got to show that commitment that you're really serious. But this guy and their company can make your company, your business profitable and make it grow. And that way you can, like you used to say back in the day, it's each one teach one. You can reach back and grow our community because together as a community, that's how we move forward. Thank you, Duane Dandridge. This is your Afternoon Express.